the difference between a band 5 and 8 candidate in IELTS speaking. Hey there, ever wondered what sets band 5 and band 8 candidates apart in the IELTS speaking test? Well, you've come to the right place. In this article, we'll delve into the distinguishing characteristics that set a band 8 speaker apart from a band 5 speaker, all while maintaining a casual and friendly tone. Let's get started. Smooth talker versus hesitant speaker. When it comes to fluency and coherence, a band 5 candidate might stumble over their words, repeat themselves, or take unnatural pauses while speaking. On the other hand, a band 8 speaker is like a smooth talker. They've got that natural flow going, with just a few minor hiccups here and there when searching for the right word. This demonstrates the significant impact that a wider vocabulary and more advanced language skills can have on one's ability to communicate effectively and convincingly. Word wizard versus basic vocab. A band 5 speaker usually relies on basic vocabulary, which might not always be accurate or flexible. This can lead to occasional communication mishaps. A band 8 speaker, however, is a true word wizard. They've got a vast and sophisticated vocabulary that allows them to tackle a wide range of topics like a pro. This mastery of language not only enhances their ability to express complex ideas, but also boosts their confidence and overall communication skills. Grammar master versus grammar starter. Grammar is another crucial aspect of the IELTS speaking test. A band 5 candidate may use a mix of simple and complex structures, but might struggle with accuracy. This could cause some confusion in understanding their message. In contrast, a band 8 candidate is a grammar guru. They showcase various grammatical structures with precision, only slipping up occasionally on minor errors that don't really get in the way of communication. This command of grammar not only ensures clarity in communication, but also reflects a higher level of linguistic competence and overall language proficiency. Pronunciation pro versus pronunciation beginner. Finally, let's talk about pronunciation. A band 5 candidate might have noticeable pronunciation issues, making it challenging to understand them at times. Plus, they could struggle with sentence-level stress and intonation. On the flip side, a band 8 speaker is a pronunciation pro. They speak clearly, with just a few little slip-ups here and there, and their intonation and stress are spot-on. This clear and accurate pronunciation contributes to effective communication, as it enables listeners to comprehend the speaker's message with ease and makes for a more engaging conversation overall. IELTS speaking band 5, 6, 7, and 8 candidates, a video. In this insightful video from IDP, the distinctive speaking skills demonstrated by IELTS candidates at band levels 5, 6, 7, and 8 are shown. Watching the video, you'll have the opportunity to observe the noticeable differences in fluency, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation among test takers at various proficiency levels. By analyzing these performances, you'll gain a clearer understanding of what sets each band level apart, enabling you to identify areas for improvement and set achievable goals for your own IELTS speaking test. How did the video help? Go ahead and answer these questions. What are some key differences in fluency between a band 5 and a band 8 speaker? How does vocabulary usage differ between these two band levels? In terms of grammar, what distinguishes a band 5 candidate from a band 8 candidate? How can understanding these differences help you prepare for the IELTS speaking test? In conclusion, the journey from band 5 to band 8 in the IELTS speaking test involves working on fluency, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation. By putting in the effort to polish these key areas, you'll be well on your way to smashing your IELTS speaking goals. Good luck!